From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The race for president is heading into the home stretch. Polls show a dead heat in as many as a dozen states, and each side is bracing for a very close finish.
Iowa and Wisconsin are among the states up for grabs, and President Bush campaigned in both today. At a rally in Cedar Rapids, he spoke about jobs, education, and the role of government.
I believe in policies that empower people to improve their lives. I do not believe in policies that try to run people's lives. And so we're helping men and women find the skills and tools to prosper in a time of change. We're helping all Americans to have a future of dignity and independence. And that is how I will continue to lead our country for four more years.
President Bush at a rally in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Senator Kerry spent much of his day in Wisconsin, where he's on a three-city bus tour. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Kerry campaign and has this report.
John Kerry's focus today was the economy, or more specifically, jobs. This is the first of what his campaign says will be a series of speeches over the next 2 weeks, each focusing on a different issue. One aide described it as the closing argument phase of the campaign. Speaking at a technical college in Milwaukee, the Democratic nominee said President Bush is wrong in portraying the economy as strong.
Wages are falling. Prices are rising. And they tell us, hey, don't worry, this is the best economy of your lifetime. This is the first president in 70 years. Measure that. First president in 70 years to see income decline every year of his presidency. Remarkably, the president said he's proud of his record.
The Democrat also rejected President Bush's persistent charge that he will raise taxes on the middle class. And he said his economic proposals will be good for businesses.
We're going to help American business grow by cutting the corporate tax rate by 5%. And we're going to give 99% of American businesses a tax break here at home. We're going to provide a new jobs tax credit for hiring. And every small business and manufacturer who decides to add more employees to the payroll will get a credit for doing that.
Kerry's Friday in Wisconsin also includes stops in Sheboygan and Appleton. The president, meanwhile, visits the town of Oshkosh. Analysts say Wisconsin is a state that is more important to John Kerry because it went Democratic last time, even though Al Gore's margin of victory in 2000 was just 0.2%. John McAdams is a professor at Marquette University.
It's certainly a state that the Republicans would like to get because getting it really does put the pressure on the Kerry campaign to pick off something else, to pick off a state that Bush won last time.
Recent statewide polls show the race in Wisconsin to be within the margin of error.
Wisconsin is, in fact, pretty much the archetypal American state in the sense that we're demographically balanced and therefore politically balanced. So not surprisingly, where the election is very, very tight nationwide, it will be tight here in Wisconsin.
And the battle in Wisconsin looks a lot like what is happening in other places across the country. It's not just Florida and Ohio that are seeing intense campaigning. The president himself is making an appearance on Monday in New Jersey, once considered a Democratic lock. And even Maine, where there are just 4 electoral votes, but where 1 can be given to the loser, is seeing intense organizing this fall, out of the recognition that this year, even that 1 electoral vote could mean the difference. A common thread from state to state, that volunteers seem motivated not just by belief in a candidate, but also by the fear that their guy could lose by a whisker. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the Kerry campaign in Milwaukee.